This is Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Check this out. I don't know. All right.
Welcome to Shooting the Schmutz. I'm the host, Justin Bernstein. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. We got a great show for you today. Great playlist. Almost every single genre is covered, so you got no excuse not to listen. Great music coming up. And we got a top five list today. Top five worst sports. Now, what makes a sport uninteresting? What makes a sport boring? That's a couple of things. Just the pace of it. Is it slow? You know, is there excitement going on? How frequently there is excitement? What does a good play look like? Do I know what a good play is? Do I know what a exciting action would look like? I'm not sure I do for any of these. So I'll start with number five. And this is an iffy one because, you know, there is some interesting parts of this sport. And there are times when I do enjoy it, but it's very rarely, and that's baseball. I think, you know, it's the national pastime of America, as they say, although that's obviously changing. But, I mean, the amount of times I've been to a baseball game in person, you know, I've got a hot dog, I feel great, it's a sunny day. And then by like the third inning, I'm already looking to go. I mean, it's just not it's not entertaining. It's not. Every now and then, you'll have a great catch, a home run, you know, great. It's exciting, but I've seen it all before. I think they really need to change it up if they're going to keep me interested. I think there are still enough baseball nuts around the country to keep it going. But honestly, I think the game's a little too boring for my taste. With that fifth pick, that fifth controversial pick out of the way, let's get into some of the music.
It's early in the morning, about a quarter till three. I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee, and to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied, honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you. I've been around, and all the good looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, in this particular set, yeah. But it seems so natural, darling, that you and I are. Talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Oh. And all my heart cries out. consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. Well, I say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy since I met you, darling. Honey, since I've met you, baby, yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee. Darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, darling. But just let me enjoy, help me to enjoy this good time that we'll have, baby. It's so early in the morning.
was yellow and the sun was blue. Strangers stopping strangers just to shake their hand. Everybody's playing in the heart of Gold Land, heart of Gold Land.
All right, welcome back. That was Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding, One Rainy Wish by Jimi Hendrix, Scarlet Begonias by Grateful Dead, and I'm Glad by Captain Beefheart. Now, back to the top five worst sports. Number four on the list, badminton. So I'm honestly confused as to what this sport's about. It's basically just ripping off tennis, but with a shuttlecock. That's the name of their ball. It's a shuttlecock. And I've played this sport before. It's entertaining. It's all right. You know, it's not the worst, but it's close to it. I mean, it's like tennis, but without, it's like if you take the pace out of it, it's, the rackets are these tiny, fragile things. I don't even know what else to say about it. It's just a weird sport. I'm honestly just weirded out by it. Anyway, on to number three. Number three, tetherball. Here's what I'll say about tetherball. If I ever see a tetherball pole or whatever it's called, I'll probably approach it and I'll probably play it. But the max amount of time I've ever played is probably 5 minutes. You play it and then you're just like, all right, I'm done with this. This is, you never look more idiotic playing a sport than when you're playing tetherball. You're just wailing on this ball. You're just whacking at it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Also, side note, it might sound a little salty coming from someone who's 5'9", but if you're tall, you just win the game. Anyway, we'll get back to the list of the top five worst sports after a few more songs. What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a lisp like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got my right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some modern apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah,
swanky.
Yeah, yeah. Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. and the way they roll. Just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
I'm off on the adventure. Well, good kids like me. Whether you are in heaven now or good.
Birds sing, flying around. You never see them too long on the ground. You wanna be one of them. Yeah, you wanna be one of them. Yeah, you might hear the birds singing, flying around. You never see them too long on the ground. You wanna be one of them. Yeah, you wanna be one of them. Yeah. Whoa now.
Yeah.
Let go.
Latino gang.
Let go.
Yeah. Sky.
My G.
Estamos rompiendo allí, fuerte como Tyson allí. Siempre celebrando allí, cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di. Ey, ey, ey. Estamos rompiendo allí, como rompió Cristiano en Madrid. Como Messi en Barça, Maggi. Cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di. Ey, ey, bro. Ey, ey. Yo tengo Louis Vuitton hasta las Croc. Haciendo money a los nivel pro. Tú recogiendo moneda a los Mario Bros. Gracias a alguien me la dio. Estamos bien, gracias a Dios. Sin cadena y sin reloj. Aquí la joya soy yo. Y eso que no soy Dybala. Estamos en la buena y tú en la mala. Por eso lo que digan me resbala y me la lamben. El que decía, José, tú no serás grande. Tienes que sufrir viendo cómo lo mío se expande. En mi mesa todos comen, aquí nadie aguanta hambre. Yeah, yeah. Estamos rompiendo allí. Fuerte como Tyson allí. Siempre celebrando allí. Cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di. Ey, ey, ey. Estamos rompiendo allí. Como rompió Cristiano en Madrid. Como Messi en Barça, allí. Cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di. Ey, todos con la copa hacia el cielo. Acá champaña sobra, mucho menos falta hielo. Me toca el cuello, lo congelo. Desde que lo hago yo, todo el mundo se pinta el pelo. La hizo Murakami, Tiny Sky. Tengo panas que son jeques en Dubai. No fronteo, pero esta voy a dejar la de punchline. Mi nombre ya está escrito en los Jordan Retro High. Machi, tú no eres ni un ser, pa' que me tire el azar. Nada me puede apagar, tengo la luz natural. Bájale un poco a ese ruido que me vas a saturar. Que los míos son callados, pero de talla mundial. Todo lo que saco lo pego, eso es fijo. Normal, hasta Obama me bendijo. Que sus hijas son fanáticas, me dijo. De Jay-Z pasé de fan a ser su amigo. Estamos rompiendo allí. Fuerte como Tyson allí. Siempre celebrando allí. Cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di. Estamos rompiendo allí. Como rompió Cristiano en Madrid. Como Messi en Barça, Maggi. Cuando nadie me la dio, yo me la di.
Let's go, let's go. Chibabe, man. Sky. Rompiendo. Mosty.
Really, 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 really. those times go away. Nah,
like really.
I don't talk blue in the face just to make movement in place.
Nah, like really.
Out of breath, watch the other man step, so you wonder why you're losing the race.
Nah,
like really. I was sleeping on floors, making bread instead of bed on tours, man.
Nah, like really.
If you ain't never cried by the loss, don't speak about the situation you're in.
Nah, like really.
I ain't got a big deal, but I'm still a big deal, and I feel important.
Nah, like really.
Yeah, you got a big deal, running on a big wheel. I ain't with extorting.
Nah, like
yeah, I'm independent and I'm making hella noise, and I never let a woman make a hella not a toy. Got no suckers in a circle that pretend to be boys. I don't lend them an extension, I just send them decoys. Chilling in the cutters when I'm really feeling voids. Could the movement get muted and they really need a voice? We just pick between the evils of the legals and the lies. People tired and they really need a voice.
Nah, like really.
This not more than ever though. All about force and method though.
Nah, like really.
This that calm collective flow. Done right, wrong, correction though.
Nah, like really.
Enough about peace and blessings, bro. I want that deeper message though.
Nah, like really.
If you want top that surface, drop that lesson though. Preach.
Nah, like really.
Welcome back to Shooting the Schmutz. That was Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco, Sober by Childish Gambino, Mr. Rager by Kid Cudi, My G by J Balvin, and Like Really by Odyssey. So back to the list, top five worst sports in the world. Number two, another staple of American culture, NASCAR. So I've gone into F1 recently. I've enjoyed watching the F1 series on Netflix and follow the sport a little bit now. And if anything, it just makes me hate NASCAR even more. Or to put it in other words, I think of NASCAR as so much more lame now by comparison. I mean, I understand. It's cool they're reaching these amazing feats of speed and engineering in NASCAR, but 300 laps is unnecessary. Shorten the race. How can you be out there for hours? 300 laps. Is that a joke? These races are so ridiculous. I mean, what? I don't even know. Commentating for that, for a NASCAR race, must be one of the hardest jobs in sports. I mean, here they go into turn three for the 175th time again, Jim. What do you think about that? I mean, I don't understand how they do that. It's not entertaining. It's not interesting in any way. I don't understand how has this sort of popularity around it. I will say though, the movie Logan Lucky, which is centered around a NASCAR race, one of the better movies around. So NASCAR's got that going for it. They're lucky that Steven Soderbergh chose them to be in his movie. They're lucky in my opinion. All right. Back to a little more music before the number one.
We'll be right back. Viceroy. Early in the morning, just trying to let the sun in and open up my eyes. Viceroy, as it's getting later, heading for the corner, already running dry. And oh, don't let me see you cry.
Okay, that was Closer by Kings of Leon, Cream by L. Michelle's Affair, and Ode to Viceroy by Mac DeMarco. Fun fact about Closer by Kings of Leon, that's the first concert I ever went to. And I remember I fell asleep before we could hear Sex on Fire, which was their hit song. My brother is still salty about it to this day. All right, the number one worst sport in the world, in my opinion, is cricket. I just don't care. I've never bothered to learn the rules. I've never bothered to watch a highlight. I've never cared. You know, if I was at a restaurant, let me put it this way. If I was at a restaurant and you told me, look, Justin, that guy sitting over there, he's the best cricket player in the world. I'd probably look, but would I care? No. I would be like, okay. There's nothing interesting about it to me. You know, I heard someone tell me, you know, at least in baseball, the pitchers change it up. You know, they make it a little bit difficult. But the batters in cricket, they know where the ball's going to be every time. Apparently they run back and forth or something in the game to score points. I don't even know. You couldn't tell me. The rest of the world, they may like it. I know it's big in Sri Lanka. They can have their fun. It's not for me. And that's why it's the number one worst sport on my top five list. So that's it. That was the show. This is Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, shooting the schmutz. And here's one more song. Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend.
every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah, you broke it, you broke it. Oh, no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.